In today's episode, we talk about Torchwood, Children of Earth. This show contains spoilers, so proceed with caution. Welcome to another episode of the Sci-Fi Party Line. This is your hostess, Kat, with episode number 27 or something like that. And I have some different folks on here today. I have Terry.
Hello.
And then I have the Televixen, which is Melissa.
Hello.
Woo, and guess what? We're going to talk about Torchwood.
Woo. Captain Jack.
Yeah. Oh, well, so Torchwood, what we have here, what was the title of the thing? Children of the Corn.
Children of Earth.
Children of something. I know it was Children, but I can't remember that title for some reason or another. I always mess it up. I'm not really sure why.
They must be spiking your water with some retcon or something, those Torchwood folks.
Torchwood.
It's all blown up now.
Well, huh?
It's all blown up now.
Yeah, yeah. So I guess let's start from the beginning. if you have not seen the latest Torchwood, Children of Earth, I got it right that time. Just shut it down and wait till you see it, because it's going to be a bunch of spoilers. Yeah, spoilers. Melissa, let's go with you. You really was excited to talk to me about this one. What is your overall, thoughts and, I mean, of this miniseries or whatever of Torchwood. What'd you think?
I am totally in love with it. To me, this was 5 of the best hours of TV this year.
Agreed. I loved it.
It, like, ripped your heart out and sucker punched you at the same time. Just the amount of emotion. I really like that they didn't pussyfoot around anything. Like, they bring it. They totally... They don't wuss out on anything.
I wish
and
they didn't
I really
wuss out
like
when it came
that.
To the early series, though.
What'd you say?
I wish they did the same thing for the early series, though. Instead of mucking around going, okay, we're going to have an alien fight club this week. Next week, we're going to have a real creepy one about cannibals, which they didn't know what they were doing.
I almost wonder if they were testing the viewers up to this point to see what they would be receptive to and what they wouldn't, if they wanted more of the alien of the week or if they wanted, you know, a storyline. Like this?
I think Russell was too busy with Doctor Who, and he basically said, this is where I want to go, this is the overall plot, go hog wild, and he left it. I reckon they just all were going, doing different things, and because there were so many different writers and different creators, it was kind of a real mix-mash every week, you know what I mean?
Of the show, not the mini-series.
Oh, no, yeah, of the original show, yeah, sorry,
oh, okay.
Because
yeah.
It's really weird because one week it'll be really kind of jokey, the next week it'll be really dark and disturbing. Like, he only writes the main episodes like that involves the story, like the original pilots and the openings and the finales. All the rest of it's written by different people each week.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
So with Doctor Who, I think it's more tightly controlled because, well, he's getting the more money from Doctor Who, of course.
Yeah. So you like this miniseries as well? I mean,
I like my shows dark, but I didn't realize they were going to go that dark. I really enjoyed it.
So you enjoy the deep darkness of this one?
Yeah, well, I don't know if have you ever seen his other miniseries he made just before Doctor Who came out called Second Coming?
No.
No.
It had that kind of vibe. It had Christopher Eccleston in it.
I have to see it. Oh, my God. Okay, now let me see.
And it was basically about the second coming of Christ.
Was Christopher Eccleston Christ? Because I could go for that.
Yep.
Ooh.
Oh, my God. Okay, I'm going to calm down.
Basically. Getting big excited.
I know what I'll be watching tomorrow.
I know what I'll be trying to find to watch tomorrow. Oh, my God.
Oh, it's on the net. It's on the net.
Let's try to get back on track. Children of Earth. I stopped watching Torchwood because I stopped watching Torchwood because it was really, I don't know, it was dark and I had enough of the dark with Battlestar Galactica.
Oh,
and
God.
I just I won't bring it up, but I watched this just to get a fresh, look at it, and I didn't, catch up or anything. And you didn't really need to catch up in order to, watch this one or whatever. And the first four episodes, I really, really enjoyed. The last one, I think, that was the hardest one. I didn't like what? That they killed off Yanto.
Oh, yes.
At
that
all.
Was
that
sad.
Really irritated the crap out of me. Like, what, are they going to continue with the show or is it canceled? Because,
he's, from what I've read, they've got ideas for season four already. He's actually got plans.
How? You killed off all of the characters that we're used to.
Yeah, well,
they're
you've
dead.
Got Martha. She Freema's always said she'd want to come back, but it was just bad conflicting times because she's now doing Law and Order.
Okay,
she
then
said
you only
come
have
back.
Well, yeah, but you only really have Captain Jack, Reese, which I'm surprised that he's still alive.
I love Reese.
I do, but I'm just surprised that he's still alive and everybody else is dead.
Well, I actually heard a story that Russell originally wanted to kill Reese, but they actually thought no, because then Gwen wouldn't have like a, what do you call it, a constant. Yeah. And she kept him alive. But you've got Mickey as well. Mickey's always said he wants to come back for the show as well. What's his name?
Has he been on
Noel
there?
Clark. No, but there's that kind of hint right at the very end of Journey's End where they go, "You looking for a job, Mickey?"
Oh.
And they're walking off out of the TARDIS when he leaves Rose and his name?
Yeah. But they probably killed him too.
Oh, don't say that.
Well, they kill off everybody. The only reason, they kill off Jack every time only because, you know, he's going to come back. So they've basically killed off all of the characters except for Gwen and Reese.
We need a Jack death count, I think.
But we already know that Jack can't die.
Ever.
Until billions of years in the future.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Okay. Well, another thing that series really got you to thinking about what you would do in a very hard situation like that with the children in order to save the world. I mean, I really sat there and tried to think, how would they do this? What type of children would they get? Do you think they made the right decision, or was it, were they evil for trying to make this decision? Because it was so gray.
I know, it's kind of hard. What would you do in your situation? You wouldn't want to give up your own kids, would you?
No.
All I know is future children are going to a private school.
Right?
The best schools with the highest test scores. Because they're sending the kids to they're sending off the kids that are all at the schools with the low test scores.
My goodness!
I started to understand our own history a little more, just kind of seeing that, like, what other people must have gone through historically in the past when making similar decisions.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's not going to happen again as well.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, but it was just such a hard decision. I still, to this day, don't know what I don't know if I would have picked the low scores, maybe sick children or something.
My instinct, I would not have, I probably would have ended the earth because I would have chosen to fight. I wouldn't have been giving up any of those kids willingly.
Yeah, if you had to and you couldn't fight, because they tried to fight at first until they really got
barely.
Yeah, they tried to fight at first, and then, you know, Yanto died,
mm-hmm.
and then they came up with the frequency thing. They pulled that out at the last minute. But how do you
difficult
feel? How do you feel about Jack now at the end of the series? Because I kind of lost a little bit when he killed his own grandson.
But he's done something like that before. Do you remember the fairies episode?
Yes.
Fairies. Is that what is that?
It was season one, I think. It was these fairies that were, like, all over this young girl and then protecting her. And eventually, at the end of the episode, Jack gave up. Like, he wasn't related to her at all, but he gave up the child to these aliens. And, like, he walks away, like, leaving this absolutely devastated mother. It was really, really dark.
I don't know if I remember that one.
You might have skipped it, yeah.
I don't know. But it was his own grandson, and the daughter is just devastated. And I don't know, he seemed like he could just, you know, run off and get away with this stuff. I mean,
he you know, I thought he really conveyed well the emotion of being conflicted and, like, you know, this is the only option. I don't want to do it. I don't know. I could see the struggle and the torment in his face. I thought he did a fantastic job. You could see that he was conflicted.
What a shame he can't pull off angry, though. He always looks constipated when he's angry. I just want to laugh at him.
Yeah, I guess so.
No, I do like John Barrowman, but I just like sometimes when he goes a little bit over the top and you're sitting there going,
Oh, so naked John Barrowman, what do we think? Does he always get naked? Is he like Captain Kirk but with his ass?
It wouldn't surprise me in the least. From what I've heard of him, he's pretty outgoing.
Yes. He's hysterical too, but I've met him and he was unbelievably funny, and he brought his mom and his dad with him.
Oh my god.
Yeah, that's sweet. He came in and did an interview at one of the radio stations I work at, and I got to sit in on it, and it was, oh my gosh, it's a joke a minute with him.
He's got
and
a TV show he's hosting at the moment. Oh, sorry.
What, he has a new TV show?
Oh, he was hosting a, I don't know what it was called, it was like Make a Wish Come True. And actually, if you have a look on YouTube...
I think you sent me that link.
Yeah, when they get to do like a little piece for Doctor Who, and it's basically just, it's this alien and John Barrowman, like they're just pretending to fight in the TARDIS, and David Tennant walks in, like dressed as himself, and he said, "Listen, my TARDIS," and he walks out.
he was in Toronto for quite a while last year, because he was one of the judges on, we had a reality show here to cast the lead in Sound of Music.
Oh,
wow.
And he was one of the judges because of his musical theater background. And yeah, so he was all over the place in Toronto last summer. A lot of people saw him and met him. And yeah. Mm,
that's pretty cool.
What to do if I was met him? I'll be going, oh, God. I was scribbling mess when I met him.
Most people didn't know who the heck he was.
Oh, suckers.
Yeah, there were a few of us when we found out he was coming in. We're like, "Oh my god!" And the rest of the people are like, "Who?" I'm like, "Precisely, Doctor Who."
Who did you meet, Terry?
Oh, no, oh, I just remember being a dribbling mess when I met Neil Gaiman. That was bad enough.
Oh my god, that's hilarious. Oh man,
curious to see what they're going to do with the episodes that are coming up with the finale for the regeneration for Doctor Who, because from what I've heard, everyone's coming back for it. John Sim as the Master, he's coming back.
Ooh.
Donna's coming back. Rose is coming back.
Yes.
So how are they going to do it? I honestly think it's going to be some kind of either flashback or a dream of some sort. You know what I mean? Or something in his mind, like he's saying goodbye to all these people before he regenerates type thing, because I don't think they'd want to complete the story in Doctor Who. Like, if Jack comes back, it'll be in Torchwood Series 4, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Beginning of Season 4, because it'll just be a bit of a rip-off. Like, I went through that, and now they're just explaining it all in Doctor Who, don't you reckon?
I hope it's not a flashback. Flashbacks piss me off, because, I mean, if they're going to go through all that trouble of getting the actors, and they do a flashback, well, why don't they just use previous footage and not bother, you know?
Hopefully they're going to talk about the Time War. Cross fingers.
Yeah, maybe something is going to converge, because isn't Rose still in that other reality or something?
Exactly. I don't know how they're going to bring her back again with another fluke coincidence. Yeah, it's going to be very much in his either mind or something like that, I reckon.
I have to catch up. I've just finished watching Series 3, so I've got to watch 4 in the specials.
Oh, okay, yeah.
There's only 2 specials so far, was it 3?
Yeah.
No, 2 or 3 so far?
Well, she hasn't seen the last series, she might be missing a special.
Yeah. Oh no, you know, I've totally heard and read about it, and there was even something they mentioned at the beginning of Torchwood of Children of Earth that I was like, ooh, I think that might have been a little bit of a Who spoiler when they said, oh, well, we could call Martha, and they said, oh, don't bother her, she's off on her honeymoon.
Oh yeah.
that was earlier though, because she met Tom early back in what's it called, Tom Milligan.
Is that the guy she met toward the end of the third series?
Yeah, that's him.
Oh, okay.
I still don't know this guy, because she's getting married to this guy, and I still don't know. I can't remember who he is. Maybe I have to go back and watch, but I can't remember him.
In the year that never was, when the Master took over, she met this guy, and he ends up dying right at the end of the episode. But because that whole year didn't happen, and all got reversed, she actually sent him flowers. And like, he had no idea. He's going, what the hell, you know, what's going on?
Oh.
And they end up meeting and, and staying together.
How did I miss that? What the hell am I watching? I don't remember flowers or anything. Or maybe, I don't know.
Oh, no, sorry. She gave the flowers to the wrong person. She gave the flowers to the old lady, but she called Tom. That's right.
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. Sorry, my bad. It's been a while since I've seen it myself.
Me too. Okay, so Torchwood, I can't see me wanting to watch anything else of it. I was really excited until Yanto died. I could deal with, you know, what they have lost so far, but you losing him too, I mean, what? I don't know where they're going to go with this.
I think it's going to be mainly Gwen picking up the pieces and trying to start again like she did before. Remember, she was running the place when Jack ran off with the Doctor in Utopia.
Yeah, I think
she stopped from that. I know. I don't know. Yeah, from what I've heard, it was a couple of months, I think, because it was a while, because they were really pissed off about it. No, I think she's stronger than that. I think she'll move forward. Reese is probably going to be a big part of it, of course.
Yeah, I hope they bring him into it. He's really... I don't know, that character has really, really grown on me. I really like him, and I think he'd make an awesome part of the team.
Well, he knows everything now. He may as well.
Yeah. Uh-huh. What about Andy? What do you think about Andy? I love Andy. I think he's cool.
Who's Andy?
PC Andy. He's Gwen's friend, the cop.
Oh, yeah, the cop guy. Yeah, I like him, too. I'm glad they kept him around. He's still alive. Like, the minor characters, usually they die off, but they've, you know, still alive, so...
Mm-hmm. I like that bit, which in the episode when they're having that fight where Yanto's family are all sitting there fighting with the cops, and he's kind of standing back and going, "Should I join in? Shouldn't I?"
Oh,
and he
takes
his outfit off.
I think the episode was good. It really depressed me, but hearing Melissa explain how at the beginning of the show they didn't pull any punches, they really pushed limits. If you look at it from that perspective, you know, I think it was a good showing, because I cried.
I did. Yeah. I have to admit, I cried.
Oh, you cried like a girl.
I was hugging a pillow, sobbing like a fool. I have to watch it all again.
Why?
I have to watch it all again this week, because my other half missed it.
Uh-oh.
And so we're watching it when it airs in Canada this week. It starts Monday night. So I'm going to subject myself to it over again.
I'm sorry.
Like, usually I'm a sobbing fool. Whenever there's any kind of Desmond and Penny scene on Lost, a sobbing fool. This topped it. This totally topped it.
Oh, wait a second. You know what? I did not talk about the finale of Lost. What did you guys think?
Oh my god.
I know both
god.
Did you have
yeah.
you seen
oh
it?
Oh my
here?
God, yes. Oh my god. That's the best way to put it, I think.
Poor Juliet.
Well, she's gonna be on V, so she had to die off because she's gonna be on another show. So we know she's dead and she's not coming back.
When's V start? When's that start?
Maybe the fall or something.
It's going to be on in the fall, and then when Lost starts in January, Lost is taking that spot.
Mm. Oh, okay.
From what I understand, yeah.
So what happened? I mean, it was so long ago. Juliet's gone. I still don't know what timeline they're in. I don't know if the incident is the incident that made everything happen. You know,
I think they just made their own like incident happen themselves. Like it always happened. You know what I mean? I think everything in the timeline still as it was. They're just trying to fool themselves. I don't know how they're going to get back.
What about Faraday? He died for real.
That was, I don't
that
know.
That just, that threw me off.
That bit when he was crying with redheaded girl, that was sad.
Yeah, I think maybe he was trying to tell her not to come back to the island, but she came back and then some loop-de-loop or something.
Loop-de-loop.
Oh, my God. That is what it is. So what do y'all think about Lost and it's... where it's going. I mean, I'm kind of hooked again because at first I was, I don't know. But
the only bit I really got annoyed with was the Charlie episodes when he thought he wanted to christen little baby, what's him call him?
Oh, that was so long ago, I forgot about that.
That's the only one Aaron. That really shit him. Aaron, yeah, that when they were going against him, all of a sudden he was trying to go dark. It just didn't really, like, sit well with me. But everything else at the moment I'm really enjoying. I'm glad they're getting rid of the flashbacks to a point. They're actually doing something interesting and different now because there's only so much of their past they can talk about, I think.
Yeah, it's only much that we can take.
Like that tattoo one. What was that about? That was boring.
I think you said that last tattoo. Time.
Yeah, I did. I'm sorry.
You really hate that episode.
I kept waiting for her to wash up on shore at some point, like maybe after the tsunami.
Oh, ew.
Because at some point I'd heard that speculation that, you know, they're on the island when the big tsunami happened in that part of the world, and, you know, is Tattoo Chick going to wash up on shore? Alive, of course, but...
Oh, alive, okay. I was dead. I was like, oh, that's morbid.
She's kind of annoying. No matter what she's in, she kind of annoys me. The only
was that
thing
Bailing? Was that Bailing?
Yeah. The only thing I moderately liked her in was when she was on Entourage. And she was Vinny's trainer for a commercial he was going to be in. Yeah.
I liked her in something. She was in something that... Was she fighting or something? Does she fight?
Yeah, she is. She's a martial arts expert.
Yeah, okay.
What's her name?
Bailing.
Bailing, oh, okay.
Yeah. And she's notorious for dressing awfully. Every time you see her in a magazine, she just looks like a nightmare.
Yeah. She was in Crank 2 a couple months ago as well.
Which?
Crank 2.
There's a second Crank?
Yep.
With Jason Statham?
Yep.
Ooh, does he take his shirt off?
Probably. It wasn't very good.
It wasn't?
No.
What, made for TV sequel?
Not quite that, because what they do in that movie, they could not get away with on network television. Maybe cable TV after 10?
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not... All right, well, anything else we want to say about Torchwood? Anything?
Check out the audio... stories. They've actually made a 3 or 4 audio.
Are they sad? Event. Will they make you cry?
They're set in between. The BBC have got a rule. They can't make a story which will actually interfere with the TV soap because it's part of their charter. They can't
really change.
So, you know, they can't change things. So they've actually the first one I've listened to was called Lost Souls. It had Martha in it, and it was like about the Hadron Collider. That wasn't bad. That was like basically them coming to terms with Owen and Tosh's death. The second one I heard was about this girl from the future, which involved PC Andy. He was actually like he got to know what Torchwood was all about, so he actually realizes what's going on.
Oh,
I haven't heard the other ones yet. I know Reese is in one of them, and there's another one as well. But it's made by the BBC, so they're legit. I think I don't know. They're not bad.
What about you, Melissa? Anything else on Torchwood?
On this series specifically?
Yeah, yeah.
No, sorry. You know what? I have to say, and I've said this to a few people who've asked me about it. I said, you know, the way this kind of went is kind of what I was expecting for the finale of Galactica.
Mm.
And then we kind of got somewhat of a happy ending with Galactica.
Yeah.
I was expecting there to be total death and devastation. And I don't know if there's some weird, dark, twisted part of me that I like that. So the amount of emotion that it evoked and the stories and what I thought was really cool was, you know, learning about, you know, Yanto's family. Like,
yeah.
Who knew about his family? Who knew about Jack's family?
Oh, I didn't.
Well, actually, Yanto's family were in a couple of the books that I read, but it wasn't really, they weren't really, you know, much into it. You know, like they occasionally talked about, and they're actually in the books as like characters, but it's basically, they're just working class, and you don't really get to, you know, much about them. Not like this, like TV show, you know what I mean?
So yeah, was the daughter revealed in another episode, or was this our first time?
Huh? That's the first time, yeah.
Oh, because I thought I was missing something. I was like, he had a daughter? I didn't know that. Oh, I guess I should have watched and caught up. But that is her first appearance?
I think so, yeah.
Well, that's crappy. That's crappy.
I love that actress. I saw her, she was on a series that only lasted about a season called Meadowlands or Cape Wrath, depending where you watched it. And she was the lead, like the female lead in it. And she was fantastic. And it was a very dark, very twisted show. And she's just, she's got such a presence on TV. They couldn't have cast that role more perfectly than putting her in it.
What's it called, sorry?
It was called Meadowlands.
Okay.
Or alternately, it was also called Cape Wrath.
Cape Wrath. I'll have to check it out.
Yeah, it's about a family that ends up in the Witness Protection Program in the UK.
Okay.
And they get taken to this small, isolated town, and stuff just starts happening.
Sounds like Deliverance.
She looked like she was smiling the whole time. Like, I don't know, something was weird off with her. I'm not sure I took to her too well, but I think it's too much of a stretch to have thrown a daughter in there without any back information on her. I mean, it was just a total surprise, and I just thought maybe I hadn't watched it in a long time, and I just didn't, you know anything. So that's the only reason I accepted it. But, you know, for you guys to tell me that's her first appearance, then, you know, we got to have a little bit more than her first appearance of her and then Jack killing off her son. I mean, that's pretty intense.
Have we seen her mother, though? Is what
I'm
wondering.
No, that was something else. That was he had another lover, that old lady.
In the fairies episode, right?
Okay, yeah. Then I think I saw the fairies. I remember that now.
Yeah.
I don't remember the end, but I do remember that.
But remember, Jack is a slut. We've got to remember that.
What'd you say?
Jack is a slut. We know he likes to get around and have fun.
True indeed.
And we salute him for it.
I don't know. Okay, well,
it's left me with a lot of thoughts about what the future of the show is. You know, where's Torchwood going to be rebuilt? How are they going to rebuild it?
I don't know I don't know what they're going to do, because Russell is leaving for good. He's actually at the end of this year, after the Doctor Who specials are going, he's up and leaving, going to America. So who's taking over that? Because Stephen, the wonderful Moffat, he's taking over Doctor Who, but I don't know if he can handle all that with Matt Smith and everybody else, and have Torchwood, and have Sarah Jane Adventures. I don't know if he could do it.
Well, what's his name? Iris Lynn be taking over, perhaps? Because I know he did a lot of the miniseries.
That's a thought. I didn't think of that, yeah.
Yeah, and his stuff's always pretty good, so I'd vote for him.
Yeah, why not? It sounds good to me.
Especially if he's going to bring the darkness in.
No, we want a happy Torchwood. Can we have one happy episode? Come on. Well, I think Jack is always happiest if he's on Doctor Who. He's more fun on that show.
Yeah, because they can't get away with it. They've got a certain limit. They've got to, like, be careful with what they do on Doctor Who with Captain Jack, because it's a family show. That's why he's always so bright and chipper when he goes meets the Doctor.
But I like him like that. And then, you know, he gets his own, he has his own show, and then he's all broody.
Emo.
And killing kids and going on. Oh, what about the secret that he turned kids over?
Yeah.
In the past. Huh?
Yeah.
What do you mean you didn't see it?
No, I know what you mean, but I didn't see it coming,
Oh, you didn't see it
coming?
No. Oh. Yes. Yeah, me either. What do you think about, is he supposed to be a hero, or is he supposed to be, I don't know.
I think he's had a dark past. Even him himself, he lost 2 years of his life, and he still doesn't know what happened in those 2 years. Maybe
oh, really?
He wasn't. But yeah. In the very first episode we meet him, he actually said that he left the time agency because they took 2 years of his life away, and he doesn't know why.
So would that have been part of it?
Oh, no, I don't know. I really don't know. They haven't really explained. It had probably something to do when he was an agent. But I think the 1960s with Captain Jack, I think that was when he was marooned on Earth, because remember, he went back to the 1800s or whatever it was. That was probably afterwards, yeah. He's lived through the 20th century how many times now? He's been buried once and went through it. He lived through it waiting for the Doctor. Poor bugger.
Oh, no. Yeah, I don't know. So I wonder if we're going to get him traveling in space or something like that, or is he going to have to come back to Earth?
Well, I don't know. Time agents is dead, so he can't go back to them.
The time agents, you say?
Yeah, the time agency fell apart when, what's his name, Captain John, was it? Or...
Captain John.
Oh, okay. I think I remember.
Who they need to bring back.
Yeah, he was awesome.
I love Captain John. The other thing I'm wondering is how they're going to work the baby into the future stories.
Oh, that baby is doomed. Captain Jack is going to kill it, I bet.
Oh.
I'm just joking. I mean, they, you know, I don't know what these people are going to do with this story. They just take our emotions and toss them around like playthings.
You're going to have something now that Battlestar's gone.
Well, whatever. I don't know. Maybe V will be dark.
We've got Eureka to be happy.
Yeah, it's back on. I'm happy.
I've never seen Eureka yet.
Well, you need to watch it because it will brighten your life.
It is fun. It is silly, but it's not too serious. But they got like a... Well, there was one, a couple of dark episodes. That one.
Yeah,
Season one. But it's fun. It is. Yeah, I love it. I think it's funny.
Alright.
I'll have to check it out.
You will, because that's one of my favorite shows. Well, guys, I guess I'm going to wrap this one up. Unless you have some last words to say about Torchwood and Captain Jack or whatever, Doctor Who, whatever. Any rumors, anything.
Well,
none here.
That, Waters of Mars. I'm really disappointed. I don't think I'm just thinking it's not going to happen now, but I thought, because he was going to Mars, I thought the Ice Warriors would be involved in this new episode, but I don't think that they will be.
Well, I don't know what they are, so I don't think I'll miss
it. Back in the black and white old episodes, they were one of the kind of lizard kind of race who actually lived on Mars, and they kind of established throughout the years that they owned Mars. They actually lived on Mars before it fell, you know, before it started to die.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, well, they're going to Mars now. I thought they'd actually be involved. But from what I've seen of the episodes, I think it's just another Monster of the Week, I think. It looks all right, though. There's another preview up online at the moment.
I haven't seen any of the previews. I guess I'll have to watch it and put a link up in the show notes.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
Yeah. So, thank you, Melissa, for joining me. Go ahead and give us your URL and Twitter name.
You can catch me over at thetelevixen.com or on Twitter. I'm thetelevixen.
And what about you, Terry?
It's TMOFEE, TMOFE, and website, which I hardly ever update, is terryofee.com.
I rarely update mine either.
I love your design. Yours is so good.
What, my website?
It's. I like how it's all space. It looks really cool.
Oh, well, thank you. That's all it is. It's pretty.
Don't be like that.
I'll post something, I don't know. But thank you guys for listening, and we'll see you next week. And there you have it. I hope you enjoyed the show. I'd love to hear your thoughts. If you would, give me a call at 773-336-2686. That's 773-336-2686. Or, to make it easy on you, 77Fembot6. You can also give me an email at fancyfembot@gmail.com. Or you can go to scifipartyline.com and leave your comments there. I'd love to hear from you. See you next week. Bye.
Torchwood. Outside the government, beyond the police. Tracking down alien life on Earth and arming the human race against the future. The 21st century is when everything changes. And you've got to be ready.